Former Vice President Walter Mondale debates Republican Norm Coleman tomorrow in a contest that could decide control of the United States Senate. Mondale is the Democratic candidate in Minnesota, replacing Paul Wellstone after his death just over a week ago. And today, President Bush spoke in St. Paul. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us on the line. Don, who was the president trying to persuade today?
Well, this is a big get-out-the-vote rally here in Minnesota, and the president wants to rally the base. He wants to make sure Republicans are fired up and turn out to vote Tuesday. But he's also encouraging people here to go out and encourage independents and even moderate Democrats to cross over and vote for Norm Coleman in the big Senate race here on Tuesday.
He's been saying about the same thing in state after state. Has the message changed at all in Minnesota, given the special circumstances?
It is virtually identical to what we've been hearing in state after state, but with one exception. Grafted onto the top of the speech is a passage recognizing what's going on here. And it was less than 2 minutes. The president said to the people here that he understands Minnesota's going through a dramatic time. He said, we lost a principled senator. He said Paul Wellstone was respected by all who worked with him and missed by all who knew him. But then he said, now a vote is coming in a state that's still in mourning, but people have a duty to vote. And he said he has some suggestions for who they should vote for.
Don, in a couple of seconds, was there any debate within the White House over whether the president should come to Minnesota in this situation?
I think there initially was, but once we had that big memorial service turned into a rally, that signaled to them that it was okay to come. Plus, Norm Coleman wanted them to come.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
And NPR congressional correspondent David Welna is also in St. Paul. David, what has Walter Mondale been doing today?
Well, Steve, Walter Mondale had been touring around the state on a bus doing a series of town hall meetings. This is his fourth day of campaigning after he jumped in to fill the vacancy left on the ticket by Wellstone's death. And Mondale was expected to appear at a rally of Democrats on the ticket here at a United Auto Workers Union Hall today. However, he did not show up. His wife, Joan, did instead. And his spokesman said that instead he is spending today boning up for the big debate, the one and only debate that is scheduled to take place tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock local time. This will be the only encounter between him and Republican candidate Norm Coleman in the campaign. And there is much, much suspense about what will be the outcome of that debate and also what will be the outcome of the election.
Even more suspense, I'm sure, because it's a debate on the day before the election. Normally, of course, candidates would hold the last debate a few days before the election or even weeks so that they have time to recover from any huge mistakes. No chance here.
Indeed. It's a dramatic finale of a dramatic finale. But this is what they both agreed to do. And Mondale said when he accepted the nomination that he would do one debate, and he's making good on it now.
David Mondale, of course, is replacing Paul Wellstone on the ballot. Has he been able to broaden his message beyond the memory of Paul Wellstone?
Well, I think he has. I think he's reminded people of who he was. He, after all, served Minnesota for 12 years in the U.S. Senate and then was vice president. And he was also ambassador to Japan for 3 years. And he's reminded people here that this is what he's bringing to Washington. And it's something that Norm Coleman is at a disadvantage about because he simply hasn't had that kind of experience so far.
NPR's David Welna. David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.